I reminisce a lot during the holidays. I guess I'm one who, it can be said I live in the past maybe a little too much.
Well, I think we all do. And as we mature, which is my term for getting older, I think we tend to live in the past just a little bit more because you want to maintain the memories of what Christmas was like as a child. And particularly in your case and in my case, we grew up on farms and worshiped at country churches. And so, it is a time to remember.
That family has been kind of a mainstay for us as we've gone through life, too, when you think about it. It's a way that we've been able to stay grounded, I think, a little bit, thinking about our upbringing on the farm. And it was pretty simple. I mean, there wasn't a lot of glitz. We weren't very wealthy, but, hey, we didn't know it.
Well, since I got to start quite a few years before you did, it was probably even more simple in the Kickapoo Valley of Wisconsin, because until I was 14, we did not have electricity, so we didn't have any lighted decorations at all. One year, we put real candles on the Christmas tree and lit them, and it didn't take long for us to decide this is not a good idea. A dry pine tree that we cut in the woods about a half a mile from the house, brought in the house, and putting lighted candles on that Christmas tree, not a good idea. But I remember probably the best Christmas gift I got as far as a toy is concerned was an electric train that operated on batteries, and it actually sent sparks out the smokestack of the train on a track that probably was about 3 feet in diameter. But thanks to the battery power, it blew whistles and it had flashing lights, and that was a very exciting toy.
Coming up, I'll remember that unforgettable pedal tractor Santa brought me. And Orion recalls the gift his dad would give the cows on Christmas Eve. As Christmas on the farm continues, after this break.